The Unbroken Dream by Barbara Cartland. Read by James Elias. The Duke of Laverdale is very anxious to be appointed Master of the Horse. Queen Adelaide, who is the young wife of William IV, is determined that the behaviour at court should be moral and respectable after the licentious mess tolerated in the reign of King George IV. The Duke therefore brings to an end his affaire de cœur with Lady Sybil Mersham, who is the most beautiful woman in London, and has an elderly husband who is often away from home. Lady Sybil is horrified at the idea of losing the Duke, who, because he is so handsome, as well as being so rich, is pursued by all the beauties in London, and also by ambitious mothers who want him to marry their daughters. The Duke up to now has been determined not to be married. He realises, however, he is rather bored with Lady Sybil, and finds that his mistress, a ballet dancer at Drury Lane Theatre, no longer appeals to him. He therefore decides that he will be married, and is confident that he will then be appointed Master of the Horse. As he has always avoided debutantes or young women, he asks the Marquess of Colburn, whom he has known since he was a small boy, to help him. The Marquess is delighted, and tells the Duke that he has the perfect wife for him in his daughter Oletta, who would have been a debutante the previous year had not the family been in mourning. The Duke arranges to visit the Marquess's house in 2 days' time, and the Marquess returns home to tell his daughter she is a very lucky girl. Lady Oletta, however, is horrified at the idea of marrying a man she has never seen, and who obviously cannot be in love with her. She is very romantic, and also loves the country, especially the woods, which she feels have a magical influence on her. She talks to them when she rides through them on her horse Apollo, whom she adores. When the Marquess tells her she cannot refuse the Duke, and insists on her marrying him, even if he has to drag her to the altar, Lady Oletta runs away. She decides she will hide herself in the depths of Norfolk with her old nanny. She has no idea of the dangers she might encounter on the journey.